Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind, where we're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today I want to talk to you about the year-end life review. And I hope you'll indulge me today because I'm going to take a little bit more time than I normally do. But I think it's important. Number one, I'm going to be taking some time off between now and year-end. And number two, because it is the end of the year, we're going to be embarking shortly on 2015. I think it's important to look at things from a slightly different perspective. Now, as a life coach, I've found that accountability can be a very powerful motivator. And as we're winding down the year, many of us have a chance to step out of our daily routines and to get out of that proverbial hamster wheel. And I encourage you to take the opportunity to do a personal year-end review using some of the tools that we've been discussing over the past few weeks. So the first step is just to take inventory of your life. Are you happy with your work situation? Do you like what you're doing most of the time? Which, again, you probably can't like it all of the time, but if you like it most of the time, I think that's a win. Do you think that you're compensated fairly for the work you do? When you look at your home life, do you feel like things are going well? Is your social life satisfying? Have you been doing the necessary things you need in order to maintain your health? Are you happy with some of the material things you have in your life? And just take a moment to acknowledge what's going well. Notice any improvements that you've experienced over the past year, and just take another moment to appreciate the wins that you've had and the good things that you've experienced in your life. Next, I want you to examine some of the areas of development that you could focus on. Compare where you are right now with where you'd like to be. And what would have to happen to reach the point where you'd like to be? Do you have the ability? Do you have the willingness to influence the situation? And what action could you take to really exert that influence? Let's look at an example. Assume you've been in a position at work for a long time. The next step up the ladder means more responsibility for you and also represents a 30% increase in your compensation. You know you're qualified and you do have a strong desire to take it on. So the first question is, what action could you take to exert that influence? And maybe an answer is you could request a meeting with a hiring manager and you could ask that manager what you could do to be considered for the position. Now, again, assume that she tells you that you need to strengthen your public speaking skills. Maybe you need to develop a better working relationship with two key members of another department with whom you're going to be working closely in the future, assuming you get this role. You could enroll yourself in Toastmasters, a speaking class, and begin, you know, a relationship with your coworkers in another department by taking them to lunch. As you work through your personal year-end review, use the questions we discussed. Outline your commitments for the coming year, put a plan in place to reach those commitments, and then just take the necessary action that the plan requires. And as I suggested earlier, find someone to hold you accountable. And if you'd like me to do that for you, email me your commitments to joel@joelbrookman.com. Now, I plan to take some time off this week to be with my family, but join me in 2015 for the 90-Second Navigator blog and podcast. Now, before I leave you today, I just want to set the stage just to take a moment to get you centered. So take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. I want to wish you all happy holidays, and I look forward to speaking with you in 2015.